Aircheckdownloads.com.
Today, its audience is dwindling, but in the 50s, 12 million people tuned in because apart from the stuffy old BBC stations, it was about the only thing in English. There were no adverts on TV, let alone on the radio. Before the Pirates and long before 1FM, Luxembourg was playing pop music on radios all over Britain. Programme controller Jeff Graham.
It was the first station in the world to have a top 20, first station in Europe to play rock and roll to Britain. It was the first station to play the Stones. It was the first station in the world to play the Beatles.
Love, love me do. You know I love you.
We were a good 7 years ahead of the late 80s disco scene. We were into punk long before anybody else, the New Romantics, even as far back as Huey Green's Opportunity Knocks and Michael Miles's Open the Box and Take Your Money. They all started on Radio Luxembourg.
It's Woodbine quiz time, and here's the compere of our show, David Jacobs. It's Huey Green, Opportunity Knocks.
And many of Britain's top DJs started their careers in the Grand Duchy. DJs like 1FM's Alan Freeman.
When I joined them for the summer relief season, that was 1958. And we were playing all the current sounds of the day, you know. I mean, it was just the time when British music was finding its own. I mean, things were happening, you know. People like Tommy Steele, etc., were gathering in the Two Eyes Bar, and the rock and roll scene was about to develop. It was a very exciting time, and of course, then we're going into the 60s, etc., etc., when the Beatles came along. And bake for me
a sunshine cake. Those are the days when stars like Cliff Richard recorded special sessions for Radio Luxembourg. But today, the audience is down to a third of a million. Advertising's scarce and competition isn't. And the 208 transmitter's being handed to a German station owned by the same company. The only place to hear Luxembourg will be on a spare channel on a TV satellite.
Radio Luxembourg.
Music at the speed of light. From the Astra satellite.
Station bosses say you'll be able to hear their station in the daytime for the first time in quality stereo, but people like the media editor of The Independent, Maggie Brown, think it just won't be the same.
I suspect they're just going to fade out. After all, not every home is equipped with an Astra satellite dish. There's only about 1.7 million of them around, and I don't actually think that you can take that in your car with you or take it to the park. So I'm afraid it does seem to me to be the end of the road.
Make a date with 208, your friendly station, entertain the nation. Hear your favorite disc jockey spin the hit tunes of the day. Top singers, bands, and funny men to chase your cares away. So join your friends and tune in, make your evening bright and gay. 208 on the dial, make a date on the dial with 208.
Aircheckdownloads.com.